Sometimes it's easy to look around and think, what's happening? This next generation of kids isn't getting the message. But we want to encourage you to keep pointing your children to Jesus and how you can do that. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta. He heads up the Focus Parenting Team. And Danny, we're going to listen now to Dr. Randy Schrader as he talks with Focus President Jim Daly. Randy is eminently practical, and in a previous episode, he addressed the first of three qualities he sees as crucial for your child's development, that first one being for them to have their morals based on the Bible. Let's listen in.
Let me interject there, and then we'll go to the next two. But, you know, in the culture, if the listeners and the viewers' kids are going to public school, and even in some Christian schools, they're going to get pushback amongst their peers if they say, well, I don't believe in this because the Bible says that. How do we strengthen them in that particular area to be committed to those compass principles that are eternal, that we believe as Christians, that God gave us, that are immovable? You're not, it's like gravity. This is just the way it is.
A tough question to answer. And I think kids just have to come back, and parents too, that we believe firmly in God's word, and God's word is the Bible. And therefore, we're going to live by the biblical standards of the Bible. And we're not going to, people today want to say, here's my feelings. God, you conform to my feelings. And I think
that's so true.
Parents need to say, no, God has set the standard, and we're going to conform to God's word and that standard. And that's what parents need to convey to their kids.
But I'm telling you right now, with my boys just tipping into their early 20s, those are great discussions with your teenagers. Crack that discussion open, because they're capable of talking to you about that dynamic.
Yeah.
And the fact that we believe this, and therefore we act like this. And it's just, it just go head into it. Don't shrink back would be my encouragement.
Totally.
Even
agree
as
with
a
you.
13, 14, 15 year old. Let's move to the second one, character. I love that one.
Well, and kids need a strong internal character. And that's goes back to the morals based on the Bible, that strengthening their belief in those values, kind of to your earlier question, Jim, so that character is the external actions of what a person believes on the inside. And people with character make responsible, godly decisions. And so parents need to work hard to talk about values at mealtimes, as you just said, you know, discussing with your sons, and make sure that that character is strong, so then their external actions with kids at school and in society are in alignment with God's word.
That is so, so good. Character, too. I mean, when you look at the bedrock of character, what do you think that is? I mean, what is the core thing in developing character? Obviously, introducing them to the truth of God's word. I get that. Mm-hmm. But what's that element in the human experience that provides the best garden to grow character?
I think it comes back to parents and what example is not the best teacher. Example is the only teacher. Mm-hmm. And
so we as parents have to live it.
Parents have to live that character, and more things are caught than taught. So a parent can talk about character, but it's going to be their example. It's going to be kids catching a parent's character and integrity, and seeing that parents are doing what's right in God's eyes. They're not doing what's right in the world's eyes. And so then kids will absorb that.
That's really good. And again, it's not that complicated. I mean, it may be hard to do, but it's not complicated.
No, parents need to recognize kids are emotional sponges, and they breathe in the family air. And so they're going to breathe in a parent's character.
That's really good. Okay, third is determination.
That one is significant. Everyone in life has setbacks, adversity. It just happens. My synonym for determination is positive attitude. Someone with a positive attitude is determined. Someone who's determined has a positive attitude. I don't know you two men, Jim and John, personally, and yet I can guarantee you, the two of you, myself, we have been knocked down. We've had setbacks in our lives. We've had many unfair things happen in our lives, and yet we need to be men of bounce and bounce back up and stay determined. A successful person is no different than anyone else, except they have an extra amount of determination. Mm-hmm. And so kids are going to face challenges. They may get a low test score. They may strike out in Little League. Whatever it is, kids are going to have adversity, just as the three of us had adversity in every person in life. But parents need to believe in their child and reframe that adversity and say, well, this is just a new beginning. We're going to have a fresh start here. Next time you're going to do better on that quiz. And this is an opportunity to work hard and to succeed and have that persistent effort. And parents then can also say, I believe in you. I've got confidence in you that you're going to stay determined. You're not going to give up. That is just so essential.
And those are three, again, good basic foundational truths about building into your child, that morals based on the Bible, character, determination.
All right, Danny, there is a parent thinking, I'm wanting to do what Dr. Schrader said there, but I'm afraid because I can't control my child's future choices. What if they let go of the faith? What if they stumble or waver or reject God?
Right, and that's a very real fear, John. It's one that hits us all, where we have that anxiety of our kids leaving the faith, potentially not following the teachings we brought them throughout the years. Be reassured. As you teach a child certain things, that's their foundation and their base. And most kids tend to return back to those foundations that have been taught to them, especially when they begin to teach their own kids and as they begin to establish their own home. Kids want novelty. They want new things. They want to develop autonomy. They want to be separate from their parents. And sometimes that is in the form of not following some of the character traits that you've taught them, or when you've taught them how to have a positive attitude, they may go towards negative depending on their personality and just give up. Mm-hmm. And you go, man, I've never taught you that. I want you to push through. We've talked about determination in our home. Just know that they will remember the phrases you continually use. Be consistent. Be patient with it. Look at the long game. And you will begin to see as they're adults that there is evidence of the things that you poured into your kids' lives. Look for those things.
Yeah. As someone who has raised six teenagers and gotten them all into their 20s or more, I appreciate that emphasis on the long game. But right now, the best thing you can do, as Danny was saying, is be consistent. And I might recommend you could also get a copy of the book by Dr. Randy Schrader, which is full of these simple habits for effective parenting. These principles Dr. Schrader talked about today are in there and so much more. And that book is available to you. It's a terrific resource. Get a copy from us here at the ministry when you make a donation of any amount. Join the monthly support team, as my wife and I have done, and we'll send that book to you. Or if you're not in a spot to do that, just make a generous donation of any amount, a one-time gift, and we'll send the book as well. All the details are in the show notes. And then we're going to link over to a site called The Best of Parenting Resources, which has articles and videos and so much more. Danny and his team are always refreshing that. There's so much there for you as a mom or a dad. Encouragement for the journey, and we'll link over to that page in the show notes. Next time, how to build mutual respect with your kids, as we continue talking with Dr. Randy Schrader. For now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team here, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.